Hi, it's Rabbi Jim Egolf. I am podcasting to you from Jerusalem, Israel. And I'm here for the 120th Annual Convention of the Central Conference of American Rabbis. And I'll be sharing some snippets with you, some various pieces, that things that I experienced during my trips and my travels while I'm here in Israel. But first, I want to just start with a conversation, a unique moment, a beautiful moment that actually happened as I was trying to just get on the plane to get over here. I thank you for joining me, and you can email me if you have comments or questions at RAV as in Victor, J-I-M, at AOL.com, or you could Skype me by either Skyping me at Rav Jim or by calling my Skype line, which is 610-624-3441. Again, I thank you so much for joining me, and shalom from Jerusalem. So quickly, we had to change planes. First plane didn't work after they attempted to reboot the plane's software, which I found to be, interestingly, the Linux software. I guess they didn't want to buy the Microsoft or the Apple software. All the code lines kind of popped up on the screen in front of me. Anyway, when that didn't work, they made us change planes. And so one of the blessings that I experienced did not appear to be a blessing at the beginning of my story. So we were on the first plane, the computer didn't work, and we had to go to the next plane. In that first plane, I boarded and I looked to my right, and I had two empty seats. And I thought to myself, boy, did I ever get lucky. I have three seats to myself. I mean, I could actually lay down and sleep during this flight. I might have to bends my knees a little bit, but I could manage. Behind me, there was an elderly Orthodox couple who carried on various conversations with similarly dressed people, but as we shall see, became communication challenged when convenient. When we had to change planes, a new face appeared behind me when I sat down in my same seat, and when the elderly couple came to their seat, the elderly Orthodox gentleman was not happy with having to share this seat with his wife, and these three seats with his wife, and this newcomer. The Orthodox man told the new arrival that he was not on the first flight, and seemed to indicate that this new fellow traveler was not welcome in his row. When the young man attempted to communicate with the elderly man, the old man just seemed not to understand. Even when the younger gentleman attempted to, in both English and Hebrew, still the elderly man refused to listen. Now, I was getting a bit perturbed, since I had a little voice of Torah in my head that was beginning to scream, Ezehu mechubad, hamechabed kol ish, Ezehu mechubad. Who is the honored person? The one who honors all others, from Pirkei Avot, chapter 4, verse 1. And then came the other voice that said, Jim, what about b'makom she'ein adam? In a place where no one acts like a human being, strive to be human. So I made up my mind and I turned to the young man and offered the other open seats next to me. Hishtadel, hishtadel, strive, strive, the voice in my head fought against that little Yetzer Hara, that evil inclination that said, yeah, but Jim, you'll be able to lay down. Well, sometimes, you know, it's better to defeat that Yetzer Hara, because it creates moments that bring blessing and hope, and maybe even, just maybe, a little poetic tzedek, a little poetic justice to our world. So I sat and began to get to know my new travel companion. I was reading a book about religious networking, and he commented on it and wanted to know more. I discovered that he had made Aliyah to Israel 13 years ago. He had decided to move to Israel when he was 18, and that he had studied and worked as a Jewish educator for the Hartman Institute. He was going to be studying to be a rabbi in a special program just for Jewish educators, and that he worked every summer in a program designed to keep alive a pluralistic approach to Judaism and to work towards that vision. We ended up speaking for 3 hours on everything regarding the Jewish community in North America, the Reform and Orthodox split, Israeli politics, how he, as a modern Orthodox man, was troubled by the fractures in the Jewish world that he continued to see, and that just absolutely seemed almost insurmountable, to the point where he kind of began to feel himself to be somewhat of a dreamer as opposed to somebody who was really living in the quote-unquote real world. So we continued on for those 3 hours, and it was finally getting late enough that it was really time to go to sleep. We really didn't solve anything, except perhaps that there is still a sense of hope. When we view our religious heritage as a treasury of shared possibilities collected over generations, Jews have gone through kingdoms, dynasties, exiles, sacred tomes, great communities, small shtetls, and languages that range in the dozens. If we cannot just survive, but thrive as a sacred community that has an intrinsic value and necessary role to play in the life of not just its adherents, but the world, then we do a great disservice to this heritage if we do nothing except allow the fractious collections of no's and yeses found in each movement and stream of Judaism to drive us apart. There is a thanks to be offered to the elderly Orthodox man who did not want us to understand, but wanted to dictate. You see, because of him, 2 Jews sat on a plane over the Atlantic Ocean and were reminded that we really can call ourselves one as a people when we agree and strive to make sure that one is never used to refer to the only path, the only way, the only possibility to express Torah. From Jerusalem, I'm Rabbi Jim Egolf, and I'm wishing you shalom.